Shalom to all. In today's Daf Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Kinim, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, all the way through to the end of the Masechta, which is also the end of the Seder Kodshim. Now, Mishnah Gimel continues the discussion that we had in the previous two Mishnayos. Let's just review the basic concept. When we have two groups of birds, remember the groups that we're dealing with are called Ken Stumais, that this group of bird is Sosum, it's undesignated of these two birds. One of them is a Chatas, one of them is an Oila, but it hasn't been determined which one is which, so it's much more loose and we're able to decide that on the moment. And so when we have two groups of birds and a bird flies from one of them to the other, from group one to group two, so now we have to passel, we have to knock out one bird from each group because we don't know which bird it is, we don't know where it came from. Therefore, the bird that flew away is passel. Obviously, again, we don't know which bird flew away, but the new group that it flew into, one of those birds is passel, and corresponding to that, a bird from the original group, which is being treated as its pair, that is also passel. And the previous Mishnah started mentioning some more complications when we have a bird that flies from group one to group two, and then we have another bird that flies from group two to group one, how that's going to passel another round of birds. And here, Mishnah Gimel gives us a really mega complicated case. We're going to keep it really simple because if you don't have a chart in front of you to actually see the progression, it's really confusing. So once again, keep this basic idea in mind. Every time a bird flies from one group to another, that's going to passel a bird in the group that it came from and in the group that it flew into. So Mishnah begins by discussing seven women. Lazu achas, lazu shtaim, lazu shalosh, lazu arba, lazu chamesh, lazu shesh, lazu sheva. Of our seven women, starting with the first one, we have one pair of birds, and going higher, each one has another extra pair of birds. So woman number one has one pair, number two has two pairs, number three has three pairs, four pairs, five, six, six, and seven. And here, get ready for this. Use your imagination. We have seven bird coops lined up in a row. One pair of birds in the first one, two pairs in the second, three pairs in the third, so on and so forth. Now visualize what happened. You see a bird flying from one to two. Then you see a bird flying from two to three, then from three to four, four to five, five to six, six to seven. And we can't assume that it's the same bird. It could be it's totally different birds. And then what happened? Chazar. You see another bird flying from 7 to 6, then from 6 to 5, from 5 to 4, 4 to 3, 3 to 2, 2 to 1. So what happens? There's going to be birds being passeled in its going and in its coming. So when we have a bird that goes from 1 to 2, so now a bird is passeled in 1, and there's a bird that's passeled in 2. Then when the bird flies from 2 to 3, that means a bird is passeled in 2, and a bird is passeled in 3. And then when it goes from 3 to 4, another bird is passeled in 3, and a bird is passeled in 4, so on and so forth. And the same exact thing back down the line. Then when a bird flies from 7 to 6, so bird is passel in 7 and then in 6, and then when it goes from 6 to 5, another bird is passel in 6 and passel in 5 as well, so on and so forth, going all the way back down to 1. Now, if you're good at math, then you'll be able to figure this out all on your own, and you won't have to continue reading the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah doesn't assume that you're going to be able to make this cheshbon on your own, and so it makes the cheshbon for you. At the end of all this bird hopping from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, all the way up to 7, and then back down to 1, the first and second Kinim, they don't have anything in them. All the birds there are pasul because there was so much exchanging in between the different places that the two birds in one and the four birds in two are all pasul. Hashlishes, yeshla achas, the third one that started out with three kinim, it only has one bird, which is okay. Haravis, the fourth one, yeshla shtayim, it ends up with two birds that are okay. Hachamishes, yeshla shalosh, the fifth one ends up with three birds that are okay. Hashishes, yeshla arba, the sixth one ends up with four birds that are okay. And hashvias, Yeshla Shesh, the seventh one, has six birds that end up okay. Now, of course, the Mishnah makes it a little more complicated. Let's say, Parch L'Chazar, this happened again. We have a second time birds jumping from one group to another, up the line and then down the line again. So now we just passeled another two birds in every group. And so, Pasel Echad B'Halei Chazar V'Echad B'Chazir Asai, it passels one and it's going and it's coming. And so at the end of this, Hashlishes Revius Elam Klom, the third and fourth groups, they also don't have anything left that are kosher. Hachamishes Yeshla Achas, the fifth one is left with only one bird of its original five bird pairs, which means it has started out with 10 birds. Only one pair is allowed to be brought. Hashishis Yeshal Shtaim, the sixth one has two. And Hashvis Yeshal Chamesh, the seventh one has five. Now let's say Parch L'Chazar, this happened a third time where birds flew from here to there, up the line and then back down. Pasel Echad Parch L'Chazar V'Chazir Asai, that passels again, once and it's going, once and it's coming. That's going to turn out that Hachamishis Hashishis Enlam Klom, the fifth one and sixth one don't have anything left either. And Hashvis Yeshal Arba, the fourth one has four pairs in it that are able to be brought. Some say, Hashviz Laivsida Klom, that the seventh one doesn't lose out on anything, and that's because since in this third time, the fifth one and sixth ones are totally knocked out as well, so that means there's really only one group that's left to discuss, so we're more makel with them and they don't lose out on anything. Lastly, says the Mishnah, Vimparchim Bein HaMesus Lekulam, Hare Kulam Yamusu, let's say we have a group of birds that have to be left to die for whatever reason, and a bird flies from there to all these groups, every single one of them has to be left to die, none of them are allowed to be brought, because we have no idea where this bird is, and that apostles all the birds, and we don't say bittul, we don't say there's nullification. Now moving on to Mishnah Dalid, bring in another discussion that we have not spoken about yet. Ken Stuma, Viken Mifay Reshes. We have a Ken Stuma, which again means we have a group of birds, which is Sasum, one of them is a Chatas, one of them is a Oila, but it has not yet been determined which one is which, but then we also have a Ken, which is Mifay Reshes, where it's already been decided that this bird over here is a Chatas, and this one is an Oila. So Parchman Stuma Mifay Reshes. Let's say a bird from the Stuma flew into the Mifay Reshes, so this is only a half problem. Yikach Zog L'Sheni, this bird that was left alone, just bring another one to be its pair, and there's no problem, because again, it's a Ken Stuma, so we just have two birds here that are Kadosh. Now let's say, Chazar, a bird then flew from the Ken Mifay Reshes back to the Ken Stuma, Oish, a Parchman of Reshes Rishon, or originally, when we start out with our case of a Ken Stuma and a Ken Mifay Reshes, a bird had flown from the Mifay Reshes to the Stuma, in this case, Hare Kulon Yamusu, all of them have to be left to die, because in the Ken Mifay Reshes, it's already been determined, this is a Chatas, this is a Oila, so we're not able to be loose and say, you know what, let's just call this one a Chatas and this one's an Oila, because it already had its designation, so when one flies from the Freshes to the Stuma, we don't know which one that is, so all of them have to be left to die. What we can do is more cases where we have a mixture of a Ken Stuma and Ken Mifreshes. So Mishnah tells us, Chatas Mikan V'Oila Mikan U'Stuma Be'emta. We have a bird that was already designated as a Chatas on one side, a bird that was already designated Oila on the other side, and then a Ken Stuma, which again is two birds that are not yet designated, they're in the middle. Now let's say, Parchman Emta Letzdadin. Birds from the middle flew to the sides, Echad Helach V'Echad Helach, one here, one there. Leif said, Kolom, nothing's lost out. El Yarmer, rather he should say, Zeh Shalach Etzel Chatos, Chatos, Zeh Shalach Etzel Oilois, Oila. The one that went to the Chatos side is a Chatos, the one that went to the Oila side is an Oila, and that could be done because remember, the middle is a Ken Stuma, and therefore we're able to designate what each bird is whenever we decide. Now let's say Chazar Emtsa, a bird flew from both sides into the middle, so Emtsaim Yamusu, the middle ones have to be left to die, that's because we don't know what they are. Now that they're mixed up in the middle, we don't know which one's a Chatos and which one's a Oila. However, Eli Rikervu Chatos, Eli Rikervu Oilois, the ones that are still on the sides, that side is a Chatos and the other side is an Oila. Now let's say Chazar, the ones that had flown into the middle, now flew back out to the sides, or they flew from the middle to the sides, and really that's repetitive, it's basically saying the same thing, all of them have to be left to die, because since we don't know which the middle birds are, we don't know which one's the oil and which one's the chatos, so now that they flew to the sides, it's very possible that the oil flew to the chatos side, and the chatos flew to the oil side, and so all the birds here are possible. Now the mission moves on to another din. When bringing bird pairs, the pair is not allowed to be made up of two different birds, tyrin and b'nei yoyna. Tar is a turtle dove, b'nei yoyna are young pigeons, so we're not allowed to have one as a tar and one as a ben yoyna. And now the mission describes what we're supposed to do if that happens. Ketzad, what's the situation? A woman who her chatas was a tar and her oila was a ben yoyna, she has to repeat and bring a new oila as a tar. And also, oila was a tar, chatas a ben yoyna, let's say her oila was a tar and her chatas was a ben yoyna, same here, she has to repeat and bring the oila as a ben yoyna. We clearly see from Tanakama that the chatas is what determines what this pair is supposed to be. So if the chatas was a tar, the oila also has to be a tar. If the chatas was a ben yoyna, so the oila also has to be a yoyna. However, Ben Azir argues and says, would just go with whatever the first one was. And if the first one was a tar, then it's a tar. If the first one was a ben yoyna, then it's a ben yoyna. It doesn't make a difference if it was a chatas or oila. One more din, if a woman brought one bird as a chatas and then she died, her yarshim, those who inherit her, could bring her oila, because that's allowed to be brought even after a person's death. However, if she brought one bird as an oila and then she died, the yarshim are not allowed to bring her bird that's a chatas. That's because it's called a chatas shemesu ba'aleha, the owner of the chatas died, and this is not able to be brought after the owner had already passed away. Moving on to Parag Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Medvar Marim, when was all of this stated? Everything we learned in the previous two prakim. One of these cases said, B'kayin Nimlach, that's if the kayin came to ask. In other words, the birds got mixed up in all the situations that we had, and the kayin came to ask, what am I supposed to do? I have a whole bunch of birds that are mixed up. How many should I bring? What should they be brought as? So on and so forth. Av B'kayin Shein and Nimlach, but let's say the kayin didn't ask, and he just decided to do whatever he wanted. So here we're going to have a lot of repeats of the previous cases, but again, over here, we're talking about where the kayin didn't ask what he should do. So let's say each woman had one bird pair, or our two women both had two bird pairs, or our two women both had three bird pairs, and then they got mixed up with each other. If the kain just ended up bringing all of them above, remember that's above the chutah sikra, above the half halfway point on the Mizbeach, and that's where we bring an Ayla, so Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, half of them are Kasher, half of them are Pasol, because again, only half of them are supposed to be Aylas, so only half of them are Kasher. Now let's say Kulin Lamaton, if you brought them all below the Chata Sekro, Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, half are Kasher, half are Pasol, because they're treated as Chatois. Now let's say Chatzi Lamal, Chatzi Lamato, the Kain decided, you know what, since half of these are Chatois and half of these are Aylas, so I'm just going to bring half above and half below. So in this situation, Es Shalamalo, Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, whatever he brought above, only half are Kasher and the other half are Pasol, because it's very possible that half of them are really Chatois and were supposed to be done below. And the same thing, Es Shalamalo, Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, whatever he brought below, only half are Kasher and the other half are Pasol, for the same reason, because perhaps only half of them are Chatois and the other half maybe are Aylas, and therefore in this situation, only a quarter of the birds that are brought are Kasher. In the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of this Perek, we began discussing, let's say birds got mixed up with each other, however the Kohen didn't ask what he's supposed to do, he just decided to do whatever he wanted on his own. The first two Prakim, all those cases, we're talking about that the Kohen went to ask, what should I do? How many birds should I bring? What should they be treated as? And that's what all those Mishnahs are referring to. These Mishnahs are discussing after the fact that the Kohen just brought the birds, how many of them are Kasher? So Mishnah Beis tells us of a case, which is very similar to Mishnah Gimel of Perek Aleph, Achal Zu, Ushtal Mazu, Vishal Shazu. Let's say of our two women, one of them had one bird pair and the other one had either two or three bird pairs, or of Esro Zu, Meil Zu, one of them had 10 pairs and the other one had 100 pairs, and then they all got mixed up with each other. What did the Kohen do? Also Kulin Lamala, as he brought all of them above the Chutah Sikra on the top part of the Mizbeach, so Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, half are Kasher, half are Pasol, because half are Aylas and half are Chatois, so only half of them could be Kasher. Let's say he did Kulin Lamaton, all of them below, so Mechzer Kasher, Mechzer Pasol, again, only half are Kasher, the other half are Pasol, because only half of them are able to be Chatois. And Chatzin Laman, Chatzin Lamaton, let's say he did half above, half below. So over here we have a different Psak than in the previous Mishnah, Hamerube Kasher, the one that has the majority of birds, that number of birds is Kasher. So let's keep the case as simple as possible. Let's say of our two women, one of them brought one pair, the other one had two pairs, so that's a total of six birds. So that means that there's three Chatois and three Aylois, and he brought half above, half below. So the worst case scenario that we would be Chayshish for is that two of the three birds that were brought above really belong to one woman, and that means that only one of those birds is Kasher, because one of them is an Ayla, the other is a Chatos. Then the third bird that was brought above, that's from the second woman, and the three birds that were below, those also are all for the second woman, because again, she had four birds total. Now the one bird of hers that was brought above, since she's having Ayla, so that's an Ayla, and that counts. And then of her three birds that are brought below, two of them are Kasher because they're supposed to be a Chatos and they're brought below, so that means that a total of four birds are Kasher, two Chatois and two Aylois, and that's the amount of birds that the woman who brought the most bird pairs was bringing. She brought a total of four birds. Now it's important to note, not that they all count for her, it's not that we're saying that this woman is considered that all of her birds were brought, we should just try and clarify how many of the birds that were brought are Kasher. That number is the amount of birds that were brought by the woman who brought the larger number. Mishnah further clarifies that call this rule, anytime we're able to split the bird pairs, and one woman's birds won't be half above, half below, meaning we're able to split them up, that at least one woman's birds will be all above or all below, so mechzer kasher, mechzer pasol, half the birds brought will be kasher, the other half will be pasol. Whereas, anytime that the only way the birds are able to be split is that one woman's birds will be some above, some below, so then the meruba is kasher. Once again, as we just explained in the beginning of the Mishnah, meruba means the woman who brought the most amount of birds, that's as many birds that will be kasher over here. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more scenarios, here we go to discuss the case of the second Mishnah in the first Perek, when it's talking about where we have a chatas that got mixed up with an ayla, and over there, if the kohen went to ask, we would say that they both have to be left to die because we don't know which one is which, and again over here, he didn't ask and he just brought the two birds. So let's say chatas l'zu v'ayla l'zu, we have one woman's chatas and one woman's ayla, also kulin l'malon if he did all of them above, mechzer kasher mechzer pasol, half her kasher half her pasol, kulin l'maton if he did all below, mechzer kasher mechzer pasol, half her kasher half her pasol, because again, only one of them is a chatas, one of them is an ayla, so only half of them could be kasher. And let's say chatsi l'mal chatsi l'maton, half were above, half were below, shtein pasol, so both of them are pasol, shanyar, because I would say in this case, the chatas krevel l'malon v'ayla l'maton, then he ended up reversing it. The chatas was brought above and the ayla was below, and that's why it's pasol. Anyway, we have more cases where the kohen had a bunch of birds and he just brought them as he saw fit without asking what to do. So the Mishnah tells us, chatas v'ayla ustum mefereshes. We have a number of birds here. What does that mean? So we have a chatas that belongs to one woman, an ayla that belongs to another woman, and then we have two pairs. One of them was stuma and one of them was mefereshes. How did this work? So really, both these women, we'll call them Rachel and Leah, had to bring two bird pairs each, and both of these women, Rachel and Leah, had each already brought one bird out of their two bird pairs. So let's say Rachel brought her chatas and Leah had already brought her ayla. That means that Rachel now needs to bring an ayla and Leah needs to bring a chatas. Then what they did was buy three pairs of birds together. In the first pair, they said, this one's a chatas, chatas, and this one's an oila, and those are each for the woman that need the chatas and the oila. And then the second pair, they made it mifurashes. They said, this is the chatas and this is the oila, but they didn't say which woman it was for. And the third pair, they just said, this is a ken stuma, is designated to be used for karbonos, but they didn't say which one is which. And what happened? Also, kun lamalon, the kohen brought all these birds above, mechza kosher, mechza pasul, hafer kosher, hafer pasul, kun lamata, if he did all of them below, mechza kosher, mechza pasul, hafer kosher, hafer pasul, let's say chatsin lamalon, chatsin lamaton, half above, half below. So in kosher el stuma, the only one that would be kosher here is the stuma, because that's the only one that wasn't designated yet, and it's split between the two of them, because since they bought it together, so that means that one oila is kosher and one chatzos is kosher, and so it means the oila is for one woman, the chatzos for the other woman, so they each have to fill in for the bird that's missing. On to Mishnah Hey, chatzos shana sarva b'chayva, let's say we have bird chatzos, they got mixed up with a chayv, which means it got mixed up with pairs of birds, that some are chatzos, some are oila, ein kosher el minyan chatzos b'chayva, the only ones that are kosher are the number of birds of chatzos of the chayva. So let's say, for example, we have 10 chatzos birds, they got mixed up with 5 bird pairs, that means 5 of these are chatzos and 5 of these are oilos, so only number of birds that are kosher here are 5, and those are brought as chatzos, because that's the number of chatzos that have to be brought in the pairs that are supposed to be brought, half as chatzos and half as oilos. And the reason why no more than that are allowed to be brought is because, even though, again, 10 chatzos got mixed up here, if he's going to take any more than 5, he might actually be taking something that's an oila, and that wouldn't be kosher. On to another situation, chayva shnayim b'chatzos, let's say the chayva birds that are here are double the amount of chatzos birds that got mixed in, so mechza kosher, mechza pasul, have to be kosher, have to be pasul. So in this situation, let's say there's 10 chatzos birds, they got mixed up with 10 pairs, not 5, but 10 pairs, so it's a total of 20, that means altogether we have 30 birds here, 15 are chatzos, and the kohen brought half above, half below, it's only half for kosher and half for pasul. On to the third case, v'chatzos shnayim b'chayva, let's say the number of chatzos birds are double the chayv birds, so amenu shebechayva kosher, the number of the chayv are kosher. So for example, let's say we have 8 chatzos birds, they got mixed with 4 stuma birds, and the kohen brought 6 above, 6 below, so I mean 6 is oila, 6 is chatzos, so only 4 birds over here are kosher, and the same number as the ken stuma over here. Now the Mishnah repeats itself, just discussing the oila situation. If oila got mixed up with chayv, in kosher el minyan oila shebechayva, and also chayva shnayim ba'oila, so mechza kosher, mechza pasul, and oila shnayim b'chayva, haminyan shebechayva, kosher. So Mishnah tells us, ha'isha amra, a woman said, harei elai ken k'she'ilad zachar, I think about myself to bring a ken, a pair of birds, if I give birth to a zachar, a male, I give birth to a good, healthy baby boy, I'm going to bring a bird pair. Yol de zachar, she gives birth to a boy, mevishtei kinim, she has to bring 2 pairs of birds. Why is that? Well, achzal nidra, achzal chavosa, one for a neder, one for a chayv. We already know from earlier in the Masechta that every single woman that has a baby has to bring 2 birds. One of them is a chatas, one of them is an oila. That's her chayv. And now that she also made a neder, so she has to bring another pair of birds. And these birds, both of them are oilos. We do not have a chatas. That's what Mishnah tells us. She gave him to the kayin. What's he supposed to do? He has to bring 3 birds above, that's 3 oilos, and 1 below, that's the chatas. But here's the issue. Loi asa kain, he didn't do that. Elo asa shtayim l'malon shtayim l'maton, he did 2 above and 2 below. V'loi nimlach, he didn't ask. He just assumed, I have 2 pairs of birds, must be 2 are oilos and 2 are chatas. So tzricha l'havi oid prey d'achas, she has to bring another bird, v'akirvena l'malon, and that's brought above to make up for the oila that was supposed to be brought above. However, that's only mimen echad. If all 4 birds were the same men, they were the same type, they were either tyrim or b'nei yayna, so okay, she just has to bring that one bird that wasn't brought as the oila, fill that in, not a problem, that takes care of the situation. However, Mishnei Minin, if there was 2 different Minim, she had 2 different pairs, Tyrim and B'nai Yayna, and we're not so sure which one was brought, and the Kohen doesn't remember which one he brought first, so Tavi Shtayim, she has to bring 2 birds. She has to bring a Tar and a Ben Yayna to make up for that Oila, because we're not so sure which one is supposed to be. Now here we go into another stage, complicating it a little bit further. Per Shenidra, let's say she was very clear with her Neder, and she had said, I'm going to bring a particular type of bird for my Neder, and she doesn't remember which type she had said that she was going to bring, and again, it was the same situation where the kain brought 2 above, 2 below, so we have an issue with the oila that has to be replaced, but again, she doesn't remember what that oila is supposed to be, so tzricha lahavi oid shalish predim, she has to bring 3 more birds in order to make sure that her oila is being brought from the right one. That's because both of her oilas, 2 of them have to be the same exact bird, and again, that's only min echad if all the birds were the same type, but mishnei minim, if there are 2 different types of birds, so then tavi arba, she would have to bring 4 in order to make sure that she's bringing her oilas properly. Now adding even another layer to this case, kava nidra, let's say she connected or she attached her neder to her chayv. In other words, when she made this neder that she's going to bring a pair of birds if she has a zachar, she didn't just say she's going to bring a pair. She said, I'm going to bring it with the chayv, so it has to be brought together. And here we have the same situation where we do not remember what type she said she was going to bring for her neder. And again, the kain brought them incorrectly. So tzricha lahavi oid chamesh preidim, she has to bring another 5 birds. And this is only mimenechad if it's from the same man, but mishnei minim if it's from the 2 different minim. So tavi sheish, she has to bring 6 birds, making it even a little more complicated. And so Let's say she gave everything to the kohen, and she doesn't remember what she gave, meaning she doesn't remember what the types of birds were, and then the kohen went and brought them, and he doesn't know what he did. He doesn't remember if he brought them all as chatais or all as oilas, or half as chatais and half as oilas. So she has to bring another 4 birds just to cover her neder, because we're not so sure what it was supposed to be. And she has to bring another 2 for her chayv, and v'chatas achas, 1 chatas as well. So that means she has to bring another 7 birds. Whereas Ben Azra says shtei chatais, it has to be 2 chatais. Now Rabbi Shua comments on this whole thing. Zeu she'amru, it's about this. The Chachamim said k'shu chay koil echad, when he's alive he has 1 koil. K'shu meis koil shiva, after he died there's 7 koilos. What's this referring to? So this is actually talking about a ram. When it's alive, it makes 1 sound. It baas, it bleats, it makes whatever sound rams make. But when it's dead, we get 7 sounds out of it. What's that supposed to mean? Well, shtei karnav, it's 2 horns. Shtei chatzitzers are turned into 2 trumpets. Shtei shukav, it's 2 thighs. Shtei chalilin are turned into 2 flutes. That's what you do with the thigh bones of a ram. Oiroi letoif, its skin gets stretched into a drum. Meyav linavalim, its stomachs are for navel, which is a type of musical instrument. Bnei meyav, the intestines, lekinoiros, are used for harps. Basically, they're turned into strings for harps. And yes, some say, even the wool could be used as tcheles, and tcheles was put on the kohen gadol's garments, which had bells at the bottom, so that's another sound. And that's the same thing with all the situations in this Mishnah, that if they would have done it properly in the beginning, she would have only had to bring 4 birds. Now that they messed up, she's bringing 1 extra one, 2 extra ones, maybe even 7 extra birds, and so that's a similar concept. The Mishnah concludes with Shimon Akasha Omer. He tells us, Ziknei Ama Aretz, old Amaratim, calls Manshe Maskinin, the older an Amaretz gets, Daitim Mitaref Saleim, they become more and more confused. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Maser Sufflin Amonim, Vitam Zakinim Yikach, takes away the speech of someone who's a Nemon, who's trustworthy or capable, and he removes the reasoning of the elderly. But Ziknei Taira, meaning old Talmid Chachamim, it's not like that. Elo calls Manshe Maskinin, the older they get, Daitim Misyasheva Saleim, they become more and more settled and wiser in the process. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bishishim Chachma V'Ayrchiyam Tavuna, in those who have age, there's wisdom, and the length of days, there's understanding. Hajanolach Maseches Kinim, Uslikol HaSeder Kachim. With this, we finish Maseches Kinim and all of Seder Kachim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. We're beginning the brand new Seder, Seder Taharis, and the brand new Masechta, Maseches Kelim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.